everyone, and welcome to the Speak English podcast. As promised, I'll first read a small passage to you, and then I'll define 10 new expressions I used at the end of the episode. So let's get started with this lesson. Because her mother turned out to be a snake doesn't mean we should tarpaulin with the same brush. Pauline's mother was a wolf in a sheep's clothing, outwardly kind, but inwardly vicious. She had cheated on, took advantage of, and faked out her close friends for years. She hid her real malicious intent and pretended to be harmless. But in reality, she caused 5 dear friends to turn into enemies, 3 couples to split up, and 2 small businesses to close down. Now Pauline is getting into deep water since everyone knows about her mother and her own history. Pauline can't get herself out of the loop of hate and resentment that people have toward her and her mother. Let me set the record straight. Yes, sometimes the children pay the price for their parents' wrongdoings. Unfortunately, that is what Pauline has been going through since her mother's true colors have been shown. Since I'm done reading the passage, let's define all the idioms and phrasal verbs I used previously. So let's get started with the idioms. Idiom number one, wolf in a sheep's clothing, is defined as a person who appears innocent but really isn't. Idiom number two, get into deep water, is defined as be in trouble. Idiom number three, pay the price, means to experience the consequences of one's actions or misdeeds. Idiom number four, tar someone with the same brush, is defined as believes that someone has the same bad qualities as others in a group. And finally, idiom number five, set the record straight, is defined as clarify what is true, factual about a story or thing. Now finally, let's define all the phrasal verbs. Number one, turn into is defined as become. Number two, close down means fail. Number three, split up is defined as divorce. Number four, take advantage of is defined as exploit or make unfair use of for one's own benefit. And finally, number five, fake out, is defined as to fool or trick. I hope that you have enjoyed my lesson, and thank you so much for listening to me. If you have any questions, you can always hit me up on Anchor website. Catch you later!